I think if you're talking about just approaching a CD-ROM in a catalog or a store or a book, the smell of hyperbole is the same smell, whether it's a CD-ROM or a video or macaroni. It's the same kind of a thing. If you and there's a lot of it with CD-ROM. If I hear that I have to forget about the director's cut of Blade Runner because this CD-ROM is going to give me the ultimate science fiction experience, I think you can pretty well hold on to your copy of Blade Runner because it's not going to be replaced by this particular CD-ROM. You don't know beyond the packaging. You have to. That's what reviewers, I think, are for. If you mean once you've picked it up, how do you tell a good one? It's like anything else. Technically, I'd say a good CD-ROM should have a fairly user-friendly interface. It's a trade-off. I mean, you take a wonderful CD-ROM like Redshift, it has a rather difficult interface. And yet it's the payoff, the depth of that particular CD-ROM. This is a very good CD-ROM. I'd say it ranks as one of the better reference CD-ROMs. And yet you'll have to reconcile yourself, whether you're very familiar with the medium or not, to picking up their manual and going through that book and really learning how, and then you'll reap a very, I think, big, large benefit. It's an extraordinary experience, and it does something that no other medium can, which is what CD-ROM in its best does. But you can't figure it out right away. It's a little difficult. However, on the other hand, you can pick up a wonderful game like Myst, for example, where relatively no interface, it's just point and click, and you're boom, you're in the game without any instructions. You kind of figure it out as you go along. So it's two extremes, and they're both not mutually exclusive.